A guide to better identify deep-sea sharks and improve reporting on catches has been launched by the Food and Agriculture Organization. Although they are not usually targeted, sharks and some sponges and corals can be impacted by boats trawling for fish at depths of between 200 and 2,000 metres. In most cases, their survival rate after being released back into the sea is very low. The species play an important role in deep-sea ecosystems, but very few countries are currently providing detailed information on fishing at this depth. FAO says that makes it difficult to understand the effects on vulnerable marine ecosystems. The UN agency has been working with countries to improve the management and conservation of sharks since the adoption of an international plan of action in 1999. So far, 18 of the world's 26 top shark fishing nations have a national plan, and five more are in the process of developing one. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.